A little after 3 o'clock on Valentine's Day 2008, the voice on the newsroom police scanner said that shots had been fired at Cole Hall. It soon seemed like such an understatement as the horrific picture began to fill in.
At 3:15, the university received reports of a possible gunman on campus in or around Cole Hall. Get to a safe area immediately. Take precautions until given the all clear.
That message was delivered to telephones all over campus. People huddled in locked classrooms. Others did everything they could to escape Cole Hall. Dan Monahan was a sophomore at the time.
When I got out of the room, I just kept running and running and running. I ran for probably 150 yards, and I heard shots every step of the way.
Injured students lay bleeding on sidewalks or had made it into other buildings. That raised fears that a shooter was on the move. Police officers and paramedics were there within minutes, but it was already over. NIU President John Peters spoke to reporters soon after.
Eyewitness accounts describe a very brief, rapid-fire assault that ended with the gunman taking his own life.
5 students were killed in that oceanography class. 21 more people were injured. DeKalb became the center of world news for a few days. It's not hard to find a DeKalb resident who still cringes at the sound of a helicopter overhead. The horrible event did what horrible events so often do. It brought the community together. Under the banner of a line from NIU's fight song, Forward Together Forward, people and businesses from DeKalb and Sycamore poured their support on the university. Counselors from all over, including therapy dogs, took up posts on campus. A special bond formed with Virginia Tech, a school that had been through it all before. A huge memorial service was held at NIU's Convocation Center a few weeks after the shooting, flanked by a who's who of Illinois politics, including a senator who went on to become president. NIU President Peters and his wife Barbara took on their duty of keeping the memories of the 5 students alive.
In the days and weeks ahead, let our message to the world be one of hope. Let it be one of healing and the indomitable Husky spirit. In the end, that is how all of us can honor the memories of 5 beautiful young people who are not with us this evening.
Gail Dubowski, Catalina Garcia, Juliana Jehant, Ryan Mace, Daniel Parmeter.
There's been a lot of change on campus since then. Most students have graduated by now. Annual scholarships honoring the 5 students have meant another 20 students can attend NIU so far. A memorial wall and sculpture have replaced the makeshift memorials that filled the campus after the shooting. And Cole Hall, once close to being torn down, was gutted, repurposed, and is once again bustling with students. NIU trustee Sherilyn Muir was there for the rededication last year. She says there's a sorrow that will always remain.
But there is also a joyousness to learn from our tragedy, to be able to dedicate a building in memory of going forward and in memory of those who were there that day in pursuit of their education.
NIU President John Peters says although the community is healing, wounds are reopened every time there is another school shooting. Like it or not, he's an expert on dealing with this sort of tragedy. Asked what could be learned from the massive, sometimes shocking report on the shootings that the university released 3 years ago, Peters turned to evidence of Stephen Kazmierczak's mental illness.
The balance between getting young people treatment and not stigmatizing them, and at the same time, the balance between protecting privacy and protecting us. And I think that is a public policy question that needs debate. And we obviously need more investment in our mental health.
Today, Peters returns one more time to the role as official spokesman for the families of the students who died in that classroom. He'll lead the annual memorial service at 3 o'clock outside Cole Hall. It's his last as president. He leaves the university in June. Peters says the theme this year is that we're all moving on, even as Juliana Gahant, Daniel Parmenter, Ryan Mace, Gail Dubowski, and Catalina Garcia stay on to serve as inspiration for NIU's future. I'm Susan Stevens. WNIJ News.